Welcome back, Eagles 360. Dave Spadaro, Eagles Insider, along with Glenn Mack. Now, I'm going to step aside and let the bold prediction man make his picks.
There we go. You feel free to agree or disagree.
I'm excited.
All right, here you go. Number one, Ryan Matthews is going to be this game's leading rusher. And I'm talking about for both teams, give a minimum 16 carries, give a minimum of 75 yards. Arizona blitzes a lot. They run blitz a lot. You want the guy who's quick to the hole. You can go up the middle on him. I think this is his kind of game. It's a Ryan Matthews day.
So you are suggesting, of course, the other shoe here, that DeMarco Murray, not that involved? Quick to the hole?
Not that involved. Right? I mean, he could get 10 carries, okay, but I don't think he's going to get more than that.
I'll take 16 to 75.
16 to 75, minimum. All right. Number two, we have seen over the years, Dave, Larry Fitzgerald just kill the Eagles. He's killed everybody, but man, he's been great against the Eagles over the years. It will not be him this week. He'll catch some passes, but he's not going to be the dangerous guy. The guy, I kind of put it this way, the guy who will break your heart, the guy who will cause you pain will be John Brown. You probably remember from last year, he caught that, 80-yarder to bring the Eagles the loss. He missed three games with an injury this year. Since he's been back, he's averaged 95 yards a game. Huge touchdown against the Vikings last week. He's going to be tough to cover. Byron Maxwell's got that ankle. We'll see how that plays out. Or Eric Rowe, he's a tough matchup. He's going to hurt.
Yeah, Ed Reynolds over the top is going to be so critical in this game. Can't afford any breakdowns like the one in the first quarter last week against Sammy Watkins. Now, Reynolds learned his lesson. Obviously, late in the game, got over on the throw to Robert Woods, made the game-saving interception. But Ed Reynolds has never seen speed like this with Brown, with Floyd, with Fitzgerald. And while you say Fitzgerald may not be the primary receiver, we've seen it so many times.
Forever.
He's coming back home. He went to school at Valley Forge Military Academy.
But it wouldn't be bold for me to just tell you he's going to do it again.
Still,
so
fingers
go
crossed.
The other way.
All right,
here you go. Number three, and I know I've done this one before, but I do feel this one again. Again, because of the way the Cardinals play defense, they blitz. They have a very good secondary to me. The answer is find your tight ends underneath or going down the seam. So I'll tell you, Ertz, who, boy, he had a great one last week, and Celek combined for a minimum of 9 catches this week against Arizona. And if the Eagles are going to win, those two have to have great games.
Okay. The tight ends, take control of the passing game.
Correct.
Those are Glenn's three bold predictions. You can get two more of those predictions on Sunday at our kickoff show on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. We got you covered all day long as the Eagles get ready for the back in black game against the Arizona Cardinals. Glenn mentioned Byron Maxwell. He'll be the subject of our progress report in just a bit. But when we return to Eagles 360, the voice of the Philadelphia Eagles, Merrill Reese, stops by the studio and previews Arizona-Philadelphia primetime.